We have a lot to learn about the universe. We have found a meteorite which contains some elements which are not on the Earth, or at least never found yet. Why is this so important? It is important because it teaches us there will be ores and elements which might be so useful, they will allow us to do things we have been unable to do so far. We just don't know what is out there. Could we find an element which would allow us to avoid using heat shields to re-enter the atmosphere, or maybe something which would be able to block radiation? The universe is a big place and we are in the first grade or even kindergarten when it comes to universal studies. Finding the right elements could completely change our lives. There is no doubt we have learned a lot more than we knew even 50 or 60 years ago, and while the laws of physics are probably throughout our solar system, maybe, just maybe we will find they act a little different on one of the moons or asteroids. When we discovered physics was acting different in the tiny world of nanoparticles, we were shocked. It turned out macrophysical laws were different in some instances in the micro world and not just a little different, but different on a major scale. We learned just watching an experiment can change the result, something which seems impossible. There might be other things affecting the laws of physics we are yet to find out. Take black holes for instance. The distance to a black hole by a planet might affect that planet even if it is not in the danger zone. On the other hand, it might not. Galaxies seem to be stretched all across the universe and we presume they are the biggest structures in the universe. We have come to this conclusion after creating more and more powerful telescopes which reach to what scientists believe is the edge of the universe. Scientists are not always right and science has been wrong many times. Maybe there are even bigger structures than galaxies and we are part of these structures which are so large, we can't detect them yet. Maybe what we believe to be the edge of the universe is just the edge of one bigger object holding all the galaxies. We think we know how the universe was formed, but we thought that years ago also and this was believed to be wrong. Today most scientists think the universe was formed by a big bang of a superatom which got so big it exploded. Some scientists do not believe this. An explosion usually blasts out in all directions about the same, but that did not happen with the universe. Why? We don't really know. Our brains are trained to think everything has a beginning and an end. We were also trained to believe something could not be in two places at the same time. In quantum physics we found out this isn't true. A qubit can be both off and on at the same time. If we were wrong about this, maybe we are wrong about the universe having an ending point. If the universe did have an end, what would come after it? Could it be just a giant ball where there is no way out and eventually you would come back to the same point? Einstein said you would come back to that point. We don't even know for sure what is out there since we see things in past time. The Milky Way has a width of about 100,000 light years, but some say it is even more like 200,000 light years. That means if we were at one end and looking with a telescope at the other end, we would only see things which were there 100,000 years ago, and not know if they were still there. The problem increases as we look further out. Theoretically, there may not even be any other galaxies anymore and we wouldn't know it. We have found out some of the stars we have looked at were not really there, they were created by a process known as gravitational lensing. That is where an area of space can magnify something behind it and send the image to one or more other areas. We don't know how many of these gravitational lensing areas there are or if we have discovered all of them. Then there are the scientists who believe at some point the stars and planets are not real, just a holographic object which somehow is being caused to look like real objects. This would have sounded like the scientists went crazy before we discovered the physics of micro objects. It could be we don't understand all the physics of the macro world either because there might be other issues we have yet to be exposed to on Earth. We are still baffled by the relationship of gravity and electricity. We cannot figure out how to create artificial gravity without using a centrifugal effect. That is having something round turning with people inside. There had to be a better solution, and it seems to be something to do with electricity, but we haven't learned it yet. We are on the brink of discoveries we should have made hundreds of years ago, but our culture slowed down, and when great things were discovered, they were not followed through on. When the Greeks invented the steam engine 2,000 years ago and began to use steam for automatic doors and such, it suddenly stopped. There was no follow-through until steam power began to slowly appear in tests about 1,500 years later, and then it took a few hundred years more for it to start in earnest. If there are other races in the universe, and I believe there has to be plenty of them, they may have developed differently than us, and their discoveries may have been quicker. They do not necessarily have to have been around longer than us to be more technologically developed. It is also true their bodies may be better suited for space travel. Humans seem to be very fragile and are affected by many different threats in space, causing us to have to build more complicated machines. An alien may not even have to eat or drink for long periods of time or be affected by radiation. Our vehicles have to take all this into consideration. I believe we will overcome these hurdles, but it will be a long process, and there could be setbacks like wars.